We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and talking today here in this third segment with the Manhattan Fire Department. And joining me via Zoom is Fire Marshal Jake Powell. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to talk to you here. We had, of course, National Night Out last night. Fire Department was out there. It looks like it was a great event. I was out there for a little bit myself, and saw a lot of kids out there.
Absolutely. There was a great turnout. Lots of the community members came out and saw what all the emergency services can do and had a good conversation with a lot of people.
It's a great opportunity here. I know, especially as a young kid, you know, you might go up and see a fire truck and that might spark an interest in being a firefighter someday.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're always looking for great recruits. And anybody that has that bug planted early might follow that career path.
And it's nice that that event happens this week because it kind of coincides with Fire Prevention Week, which is a kind of a national effort here with the National Fire Protection Association. And I know you're going to talk a little bit about that here on the program this morning.
Yeah, the topic of Fire Prevention Week this year is Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety. And that encourages everyone to learn what the different sounds of smoke and carbon monoxide alarm makes, and to know what actions you need to take when those sounds happen to keep you and your family safe.
Now, I didn't know there's different sounds. Can you kind of explain on that?
So a smoke alarm, if it detects smoke, it makes a series of three beeps, very loud, repeatedly. And then a carbon monoxide alarm, if it detects carbon monoxide, which is an odorless, tasteless gas, it's a byproduct of combustion, it makes a series of four quick, loud beeps over and over. The other sounds that they make are telling you that it needs maintenance or it needs replaced. So smoke alarms do have a lifetime. They should be replaced by their 10-year age mark. And if they beep a small, quick chirp, that's telling you it either needs a new battery or the device is past its service life and needs replaced.
Now, I've replaced a battery before in my smoke alarm, and it still chirps at me right after I put the new battery in. I don't know, maybe, is that usually an indicator that maybe I don't have it in there right or something like that?
Possibly. Make sure you put the battery in correct. 9-volt batteries have the positive and negative terminals. Sometimes it's easy to get those flipped. Check the date on the back. All smoke alarms manufactured have a date printed on them. If the date is past 10 years, it's needing replaced.
What if and I just bring this up kind of because I know there's some people who live alone, especially if they're older and they can't get up there and do that. It might be dangerous for them to try to replace a smoke alarm. Can they call the fire department and have them check it out?
Absolutely. You can call our main office line, 587-4506, and ask for assistance with changing batteries or putting up smoke alarms. We don't want anybody to get hurt trying to climb up high on something that they can't reach. We're glad to come out and help them.
All right, very good. And, you know, this is a good opportunity. I don't know if they do anything in the schools here this week during Fire Prevention Week, but I remember as a child learning all the different things you need to know in case of a fire and just kind of, you know, things you can do to kind of keep yourself safe.
Yeah, we are in a lot of the schools this week. We are eager to be back in front of audiences and talk about fire safety and ways to keep your family safe. So kids will be seeing us throughout the rest of this week. We also have our annual open house coming up on Sunday. Great opportunity to bring your family out, learn about what the Manhattan Fire Department does.
Yeah, and that's great because I know that didn't occur in its normal fashion last year, and that's always a big hit with everybody.
Yeah, we usually have great turnout. I think we were over 500 people in 2019, and then unfortunately in 2020 we had to do it all virtual. This year we're eager again to have in-person open house. We will have lots of demonstrations and activities for all ages, be demonstrations of our rescue team, our hazardous materials team, some firefighting gear demonstrations, and we will do a live fire at 2:00. You can see the effectiveness of a home fire sprinkler system.
That is a neat thing for folks that haven't seen that before. It's just really cool that you guys can actually show that and how that works, because I think it's really eye-opening for a lot of folks because you never want to – well, you never want to encounter that situation. It's good to kind of see what it would look like if you ever had to.
Absolutely. A lot of people are very surprised about the speed and the intensity of a fire, how fast it grows and spreads. So that's a very impactful demonstration and drives home the need to have those working smoke alarms. Those are the single most important tool you can have to keep you and your family safe.
You talk about how quickly fire spreads here, and you know we think it's just affecting the walls or whatever, but anything in its path is going to burn.
Yeah, most everything that we have in our homes today is a synthetic material that's made from petroleum, and it burns extremely hot, puts off lots and lots of toxic black smoke. So those smoke alarms are vitally important, give you early warning to wake you up if you're asleep and get your family outside.
All right. Well, anything else as far as what people can expect here this week with Fire Prevention Week or the Open House?
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be posting various educational messages the rest of the week. Our open house is at our headquarters fire station, 2000 Denison Avenue. It's Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out and see us. We've got lots of things to see.
All right. Will we see you guys out and about a little bit more here as the fall continues?
Yeah, we'll be out talking to people at any location, anywhere that people have a gathering. We want to get out and engage with the public. There are some online forums people can find on the Manhattan Fire Department webpage to request a truck visit or a station tour or just an educational message. Come and talk to a group if you need us.
One quick question I have for you. I once in a while I'll be just driving around a part of Manhattan that I haven't been to as much, and I see a fire station. And how many fire stations do you guys have currently?
We have 5 firehouses here in Manhattan. There are 4 within the city proper and then 1 at the Manhattan Regional Airport.
Gotcha. So I came across one I hadn't seen the other day before, and I've lived here for 3 years, and that's the one over on Amherst there. So that's cool. I'd never seen it before, and I know you got the one up on the northwest side of town as well. I've seen that a few times, but kind of neat to see something you haven't seen before.
Yeah, we're there in your community, and they're ready to respond and be there in your time of need. We also are open to coming out and visiting anytime. So give us a call, look us up.
All right. Well, Jake, always appreciate getting an update from the fire department, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. And Focus continues right after this. We'll hear from Gina Snyder here on News Radio KMAN right after this.